What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Brittany the Host podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. For those of you who are new, thank you for checking out my podcast. Don't forget to rate and follow for weekly updates. I update every Wednesday. And this Wednesday is a very, very special because it is the 1st of September. We have made it to another month. We have made it to a whole nother chapter of blessings. I love new starts. I love Mondays. I love new months, new beginnings. I mean, you don't have to wait till the 1st, of course, to start over or start a new goal. But I feel like in the beginning of things, it's like the best time to reevaluate, look at where you are, look at how far you come, look at what you want to do, what you haven't accomplished yet. We're at month 9 in the year, so we only have like 3 months left, which is crazy to think about, right? Because December will be here before we know it. The holidays will be here before we know it. Summer is pretty much over at this point, at least for me, in my mind, because once August passed, I'm a Virgo. My birthday was last Tuesday. I want to say thank you to everybody who sent me birthday wishes. I really, really appreciate it. Had so much fun. I'll recap you guys in a bit, but yeah, I love new beginnings. And I think that this is a perfect time, like I said, to reassess your goals, write things down. Of course, it's time to pay those bills, you know, get that stuff out of the way, get your financial goals and your budgets in order. Super important to do that. Because I feel like if you get your finances in order at the beginning of the month, then the rest of the month is less stressful. So much easier just to get that knocked out, sit down, take care of it, boom, done. I did want to just mention real quick about my Cabo trip. I just got back from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, on a trip from my friend's birthday. And that was really, really, really fun. So if you haven't taken advantage of any type of travel all summer, then I definitely, excuse me guys, definitely recommend that you take some sort of trip soon. I mean, I know everybody can do what they can, you know what I mean? But if you can, and if you have the means, or if you've been putting it off, I challenge you to do it. It's really good to get away, reset. It was just what I needed. So when I came back, that I could hit the ground running with projects and things like that. So trips are a really good way to reset. And for me, September or this time of the year is like my beginning of a lot. You know, like I said, my birthday, my business, everything. So I just kind of start over. So I wanted to talk about today, growth. I've been doing a lot of self-reflecting. We've talked about growth a lot on this channel, but it's extremely, yeah, I said channel, podcast. I always get my platforms mixed up. Y'all know that. It's extremely important to continue to grow no matter what stage in life we're in. I do believe that there are cycles in life. I believe that there are times to rest. I do believe that there are times to work and grind. I do believe that there are times to plant seeds and invest. And the way I kind of know what chapter, what stage I'm in at life is really by listening to my intuition, which I firmly believe that my intuition is connected to God. And I believe that for everybody as well, depending on what your beliefs are and how you map out your life and your goals and the things that you want to accomplish, that will be, you know, for you to determine for yourself. But I definitely believe that if we hone in, sometimes getting silent, sitting down, sitting still, meditating, and really focusing and honing in on what messages come to us from God or the universe or spirit or whoever you believe in, Allah, what are you supposed to be doing in that season? And before I try to make any type of moves, before I try to make any plans, I like to stop and pause and ask God, like, is this the direction that I'm supposed to go into? Give me some sort of sign, some sort of, you know, clarity, I guess you can say. And I want us to be very careful because sometimes we can get so distracted, and I found myself doing this. sometimes we get so distracted with social media, our favorite TV shows, series, books, whatever, that we lose sight of what we're supposed to be doing, and we focus too much on what other people are doing, right? Everybody is in their own lane and everybody is running their own race. I don't care what five-step program has worked for one person. It is not 100% guarantee that it's going to work for another person, because we're our own people. We make our own mistakes. We have different lives. You know, I live in a townhouse, right? And although there's townhouses with the same floor plan as mine, no other townhome inside looks like mine. I've never, and I'm sure you guys have never, been to two homes that look identical. Same furniture, same wall color, curtains, nothing like that, right? People are the same way. You are the same exact way. There is nothing or nobody in the world that is like you, that is going to walk your steps, have your family members, you know, do the same things you do, go to work, articulate things the way you do, think the way you do, execute the way you do. There's nobody in the world like you. And that reminds me of this movie called Karina, Karina. It's really old, with Whoopi Goldberg and this young actress that used to be really popular in the 80s. And she would get her in the card and she was like, "My name is Molly Singer and there's no one in the world better than me." And it's kind of this, it's the same thing. There's nobody in the world who can do what you do, right? So it's easy to look at, you know, celebrities or maybe your favorite influencer, your favorite YouTuber, your favorite IG person, and wish you had their lives or wish you were doing what they did in order to become successful. I'm not saying that watching other people as digital mentors is not a good idea. It's definitely a part of, I believe, a successful journey and a successful map to take people's lessons and to take, you know, see how they did something and make it your own. But that's the key point, is to make it your own. You know, I cannot take somebody else's life and do exactly what they did, because my experiences will be so different. You know, the people, the company. Give you a perfect example. When I was leaving New York, when I was pursuing my hosting career, right? I was pursuing my hosting career. I was leaving New York because, one, I was over New York, 100%. Over New York. But they kept telling us in grad school, because I was pursuing media studies and interning and all these things, and they kept telling us that, hey, if you want to be, you know, in mainstream in New York, you need to go to another market, a smaller market, in smaller cities, and make your stamp there and grow and come back to New York. That's kind of like the blueprint, because New York are for the big dogs. New York is for the people with years and years and years of experience. I mean, if you're not an intern, you know what I mean? And years and years of grinding and all of that. So they were basically saying like, hey, you need experience before you can jump into this market and think that you're about to make a splash. So that's what they would tell us, right? So when I left New York, I went to Austin. And I found a job in a news station because I was like, you know what? I'm going to use the blueprint Oprah used. Oprah started out in news and got her show. I'm going to start in news and somehow get my show. Now, fast forward, the opportunity did present itself for me to have an online show, right? The difference is I did not like mainstream news media. And that's a big reason why I preach a lot of the stuff that I do on my Instagram, or post what I do on my Instagram, because I know how media works. I've worked for them. I've studied them in grad school. I don't listen to a lot of it because there's a lot of human error that can be used to manipulate the masses. They've been doing it for centuries and years, with the Holocaust, with World War II. So many instances where mainstream news has manipulated the mass media with propaganda that was false, or they stirred the narrative to fit their favor. Regardless, I ended up not doing the show because I felt like I could do it quicker, faster, and they wanted too much work, I felt at the time. And it just didn't align with what I needed in my life. Excuse me, y'all. Okay, I don't know what's going on with my throat. Got my tea here, but it's too hot. Let's take a sip. ASMR. A little hot. But when I left, I was just like, okay, the Oprah route is not for me. And what that showed me in that moment was that I could have went the same route, quote unquote, as Oprah. However, there are so many factors that Oprah had different at the time. Or the time, one. Even though I would say I'd had way more opportunities because she did this like in this, you know, late 70s, early 80s. I'm doing it in the mid 2000s. You know, it's a lot different. You know, women have way more rights and things like that. So I had an advantage. But I don't know how her boss, you know, let her do her thing, or there's so many different variables and factors that can change the type of experience that you have versus somebody else. Needless to say, I did not go the Oprah route. Fast forward, you know, I was still doing social media, I was still doing YouTube and things like that, which I still am doing. And that's another advantage that I had that Oprah did not. You know, back then there was no social media. So instead of me having to wait for an opportunity or to place myself in an industry that I did not like in order to pursue that goal or that dream, I got to walk away and still have a platform to go back to and still have an audience to talk to and still, you know, without mainstream. So I say all that to say your path is going to be different than anybody else that we can look at. Now we can admire, we can, you know, take some pointers and take some, you know, mentorship nuggets and notes and say, okay, how did that person handle it, or what did they do in this situation? But no two lives are the same. So be very careful when you're going after your goals that you don't look at somebody else's goals and be like, oh, I want to do that too. And that's really not aligned with who you are and what you want to do or what you're supposed to do. Because we can do, God gave us free will. You know, God gave us free will to love him, to show up, to do what we want to do pretty much. Now, doing what we want to do all the time and being super selfish all the time is not necessarily good for the world or ourselves. However, he gives us that free will. And I think he gives us the free will because I don't necessarily think he cares too much about the occupation, more so about the purpose driven behind it. So he allows us to make those decisions. And then I think we know if we're on the right path, if it aligns with us, if we have peace about it, if it's something that makes us happy. But no, you're not supposed to dread your life. There are moments of dread. I will say that. I will say that there are moments of unfairness, unhappiness. There are moments of sadness, being unmotivated. And I did want to say this because I had this epiphany with myself. You know, do not get caught up on temporary feelings. All feelings are temporary, all of them. Yes, you can create an environment of happiness and peace, but no matter how happy you are, you're going to be sad one day or get upset one day or get frustrated or unmotivated. We're human beings. We're human beings. The best thing you can do, though, is not to stay in those feelings and tell yourself that, hey, yeah, I might be sad right now, but it's temporary. Yeah, I might be unmotivated right now, but it's temporary. Be very careful in those moments of defeat or sadness that you don't start questioning your entire path that you've done. Yeah, it's cool. It's okay to, you know, second guess a little bit and be like, hey, am I on the right path? Like, you know, self-assess, reassess. But I find it sometimes that that's when I made my biggest mistakes of trying to pivot, trying to do something else, is one, not being patient enough, and one, getting caught up on my emotions in the moment. It's not really wise to do, because you never want to make permanent decisions off temporary emotions. That's why they tell you don't rush into love or don't rush into marriage, because yes, you could love the shit out of somebody for months and years, right? And then once you're in the thick of it, it's not the same thing. And I'll give you guys another example. I don't know if you guys are into reality TV. I can say that Love and Hip Hop is my kryptonite. Love and Hip Hop is my my guilty pleasure. And it's funny because I got a new Samsung TV, and one of the, they have like channels, they have like free channels from Pluto. And one of the channels is a Love and Hip Hop channel. Like, it's a Love and Hip Hop channel, like 24/7, 365, they are showing you episodes of Love and Hip Hop. Random seasons from a long time ago. I mean, years ago. And it's sad to say that I think I've watched all these because nothing's new. Nothing is new, even some of the seasons that I'm not a fan of. But I go back and watch some of them, and it's very funny how people used to really, 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 really love someone and had their back and was all in it, either going to marry them or, you know, were with them or were having kids with them. But you fast forward to now, years later, that the people don't even speak to each other or don't even like each other or don't, or are divorced now, or, you know. And I'll give a few examples. I was watching one with April and little and Omarion. If you guys do not know these people, I'm so sorry. For all my Love and Hip Hop people, y'all know who I'm talking about. But there are two. There, Omarion is a singer, and then he was with his girlfriend, now his the mother of his children, April. And when he first came on the show, they were together, they were in love, and I was watching the episode where she was pregnant and she was getting ready to birth their first child together. Now they have two, and it's been many years later after that, so much more drama. But the love that they had for each other in those clips and in those moments was so beautiful. And I was like, wow, I wonder if they remember how in love they used to be, how there for each other they used to be. Because what I watched was really, really beautiful. It was really beautiful, you know, that whole birthing experience. And I remember watching that back then going, wow, when I get pregnant and when I have a baby, I need my husband to be like there for me like that, because I'd never seen that before. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know, he was just very supportive. He was there. He was rubbing her back. He was swaying with her. He was doing everything that he could at the home birth to birth his child. Fast forward, they've had a lot of drama. They're not together anymore. I don't know what their relationship status is or if they get along or whatever the case may be. But they went through a lot publicly. And it's just crazy how much people used to really love each other. I could say the same thing with Safari and Erica Mena. Again, two Love and Hip Hop characters. If you guys don't know who they are, sorry. But I watched their wedding one day randomly on YouTube. And I was like, wow, they were so in love. They were crying at their wedding. The wedding was beautiful and over the top. And they had all these roses. And it was a spectacle. It was a spectacular spectacle. It was over the top. It was beautiful. Even the emotions that they shared at the wedding was beautiful. Fast forward, publicly, we know that they're not doing well at all. Now, regardless of whose fault it is, people change. And I say all of that to say and give you those two examples to say it's very hard to get wrapped up in your emotions. Not saying that you shouldn't. Not saying that you shouldn't love and you shouldn't, you know, go for what you want and love people hard and love what you do. Not saying that. What I'm saying is there's going to be times where you're going to be tested, where you're not going to love what you do. I don't care how much you do love it. You know, there are going to be times where your projects aren't going to work out, or they're not going to take off as quickly as you would like them to. Like, I didn't reach my goal of 100K by my birthday, but that's okay. I'm going to get there. It just means I got to put in more work and it's going to take more time. It does not mean throw away the entire YouTube channel because I did not hit my goal. You know, stuff like that. It doesn't work like that. So when we are going through things, be careful of what emotions you allow to stay. Honor your emotions in the moment. Take maybe a day or two for those emotions. Like, some days I have to be like, you know what? I don't have it today. I don't have any energy today. I don't have it today. Let me fall back. Or I'll do a little tiny bit. I'll do like one, I'll plant one little seed so that I've accomplished something for that day. And then there's some days where I go hard in the paint and I knock out so much. So it just really depends on, you know, you as a person. But temporary feelings and emotions, we can't get wrapped up in those because things change. Things change. Emotions change, mentalities change. You grow up, the things that you used to like, you're not going to like anymore. The things you were into, you're not going to be into anymore. Like, some people probably know exactly what I'm talking about and they don't even watch Love and Hip Hop no more. You feel me? Like, you just, you never know. So always remember, most emotions are temporary. So don't make solid plans and those emotions until you, I guess, get whatever you need out of the situation. And I'll say, like, quitting your job, right? I am all for the, if you hate your job, if it's making you miserable, absolutely find something else. However, I'm also a person that'll tell you to ensure that the plan that you have is enough for you to get through the hard times, right? If you end up quitting your job and you don't save, there is a cause and effect to everything that we do. That's a law in science and in the universe. And so if you quit your job with zero savings, I mean, no 401k, no anything, in the first come, your bills are still going to come. So who's paying those? Or do you have, you know, can you reach out to people? Do you have family members that'll help you? Do you have savings? Do you have your 401k that you can pull from? Those things are really important to think about. Like, what, you know, you can't just make extreme decisions only based off of emotions. I've done them and that's not smart. I've taken the leap of faith without the plan. You know, it sounds great, but you hit the damn rocks on the way down when you do that. And I'm not saying that everything has to be set in stone and you have to have the perfect plan with the perfect da-da-da-da-da-da. No, but make sure when you are taking those leaps of faith that you have a plan with you. You know, that you have, even if the plan doesn't work, that you plan. That you have some sort of thing to go off of. Because if you do things prematurely, break up a relationship or a marriage prematurely, because there's consequences to that too. Divorce is not cheap. From what people tell me, it's cheaper to get married than it is to get divorced. You know, if you quit a job without always thinking it through and not having those, it may cause you more stress in the back end. So that's what I mean by just be very mindful of when you're making decisions in your life. That yes, emotions and for me, intuition is a part of it, but I also bring my logical brain alongside too, because I've been there, done that. Okay. Another thing that I want you guys to do when you're on your growing path is seek mentorship. Now, I talked about digital mentorships, and digital mentorships I feel like are so much better, in my opinion, because you don't have to ask a whole lot of questions. You get whatever they're giving. And when I say a digital mentor, I'm talking about it possibly a YouTuber who has a lot of experience that can kind of show you the way. Or I just recently got the masterclass. The ads broke me down, but there was one particular masterclass that I wanted to take, and I opened up three of them and I've learned so much. And if you guys don't know what masterclass is an online platform where you get lessons from, like, the people who do it best in their celebrities and people that do it best in their industry. You got Diane von Furstenberg, y'all forgive me, the designer of DVF. You have Anna Wintour on there, Issa Rae's on there. There's so many, Dave Ramsey. There's so many people on the masterclass app that have so much experience and years of experience, and the gems that they give you for only $15 a month is pretty pretty bomb, because if you were to take their class, it'll probably be at a prestigious university and you would have to actually be in that school. So the fact that we have access to doing things digitally and getting digital mentors is phenomenal. We can learn so much from so many people. Be careful who you listen to though, but we can get so much from so many people without, you know, having to do much but pay a little bit of money, right? Or pay for a course or things like that. Now, I will say, it doesn't matter how many courses or books you buy or planners or whatever, but if you don't do the work, then it doesn't matter. You know, you have to do the work. But seek mentorship in real life. Do you know somebody who you look up to that can really walk you step by step and step through it? Now, most of the time when you have somebody that successful around you, they're very busy. So mind their time, be ready for the questions and, hey, can I 15 minutes be on time? Understand how they can help you. Really understand your purpose if you're going to reach out to somebody. And then if they say no, then it is what it is, and it's no hard feelings. I know people get real butthurt when people don't want to help them. It's nobody's responsibility to help you. If they help you, that's a freaking bonus. Great. But like I said, there's digital mentors. There's so many books. Like, don't sleep on books. If you're a person who doesn't like to read, when you are seeking certain information, you do not have to read the whole book. You can read exactly what you need. So don't worry about, you know, always having to finish the book or whatever. Sometimes you can just open it, get the nuggets you need, and then put it down and then revisit it at another time. I do that all the time. I hardly read all my books backwards to forward, hardly ever. I'll either start it and then stop and then go back, or I'll go read what the nuggets that I want to take from the book and then go on. Now, you can't do those with stories, of course, or adventures or things like that, or nonfiction, but nonfiction books, you can definitely do that. Invest into your garden. And what that means is start planting your seeds. I watch Drika Gates a lot on YouTube, and she's showing us how she's creating this garden, and there's steps. You know, you have to till the soil, then you have to get the boxes together, then you got to plant the seedlings, and then you put the seedlings into the ground. The same thing is for your goals. You know, if you have a job and you say you want to be an actor, you don't just quit your job and become an actor. No, you take acting classes, you go get your headshots done, you network in that space with other actors, you get acquainted to the lifestyle, you watch and critique other movies, and you read scripts. And there's certain, that's what's called planting seeds, right? When I say plant seeds or start growing your garden, if you want to start a YouTube channel and you don't have an iPhone, at least that you got to get an iPhone, or you got to get some sort of camera or a phone. You don't have to have a iPhone, but a phone with a good quality camera on there. And then if you can't edit from your phone, you need a laptop. You know, investing is planting those seeds. You need some pictures for your Instagram. You hire a photographer. You get a makeup artist. You want to go to law school, you go get the LSAT book. You know, you start looking up things like, okay, well, what do I need to know to be a lawyer? What do I need to know on this test? Those are planting seeds for your future. Invest in your garden. And investing is going to take money. It's going to take money. You know, nothing, you can do a lot for free, but free is only going to take you so far. You know, if you want the real knowledge, that's why a lot of the knowledge is behind college, to be honest. You want the real knowledge or the real expertise, got to pay for it. You know, you can get the free trial goes a long way. You know, the iMovie, you know, I know people that have millions of subscribers that still use iMovie. However, and when I say iMovie, I'm talking about like editing software for those of you who do not do YouTube. iMovie or Premiere Pro, right? However, iMovie. But if you want to step up your editing, if you want the extra splashes and you want the extra sound and you want to be able to layer your content and do all these cool effects, You have to invest in Final Cut Pro. That's $300. That's planting a seed for the future if you use it. There's no point to plant seeds and invest in your garden and spend all this money if you're not going to use it. I've done plenty of that. But don't ever fear spending money because you're scared to invest in yourself. Worst case scenario, you're going to invest in yourself and you end up not using it or doesn't work and you waste money. Is that sucky? Yes. Is it the end of the world? No. So make sure that you're planting your seeds and you're investing in your garden and you're putting your money where your mouth is. You know, headshots, if you want to be an actor, are not free. Classes, acting classes are not free. You want to get a real estate license. The real estate class is not free, you know, but don't allow money or your resources to hinder you. Maybe it's going to, instead of doing it now, it's a 6-month goal and you save up for it. You know, don't worry about the time. Just make sure you're doing what you need to do to make your goals and your dreams happen. And in the meantime, while you're waiting on the money to take the class or to get the headshots or whatever the case may be, right? You can learn all the free stuff. There's so much free information, but free is only going to take you so far. So ensure that you're investing in your garden. And then be patient with the seeds that you grow. I've kind of talked about this a little bit, but patience is key. Nothing, y'all, happens overnight. Some people, don't get me wrong, you will hear stories where it was just like, hey, I did this for a year. I did this, bada bing, bada boom, I'm here. You know, some people do get roles and it takes off, or they do release their first album and it's number one, you know, but there's always a journey and you don't know how much work that person put in behind the scenes or for years to get them where they are. There's some people who seem like, oh, they have it together so young and, you know, they did this so young and blah, blah, blah. And then you hear their story and they've been doing it for years. Like this young girl on TikTok, I don't know, her last name's Ray. Don't know her, I forget her first name. I saw her on like the Kardashians or something. And so she's like a huge TikToker, like the number one TikToker. I think she has a show coming out on like Amazon or something like that with her family. But you know, she's this huge TikToker and everybody thinks, oh, she's just famous because she danced on TikTok and that's not hard. One, if you've ever propped up your phone on TikTok and you're a little older, I'm not saying it's rocket science, but it take a little bit of skill. It take a little bit of social media skill, okay? It take a little bit. That's the first thing. Second thing, if you ever learned to dance on TikTok and you're not a dancer, baby, you will take an hour, 30 minutes trying to learn some of them dances, okay? So that's time. But when I watched the preview of her video or when she was on the show, I don't remember. But she was saying how she danced for years. You know, a lot of dancers start off when they're little girls. Gymnasts, like Simone Biles and all these people. Simone Biles actually started a little later in life. I think when she was in middle school or something like that. But a lot of gymnasts start at like 2 years old. You know, that's why they're so young when they go to the Olympics. They've been freaking doing it their entire lives. So really be patient with your craft, because if you plant a seed today, it's not going to sprout tomorrow. Sometimes, what is it? Bamboo takes 5 years to sprout. There's another plant that I heard Drika talk about in her garden. What is it? Turmeric. Turmeric takes 9 to 10 months to sprout. You know, and things sometimes take tending to. You might want to be an actor and you don't get booked for a role for a year. But in the meantime, you hone your skills. You keep planting seeds. You don't just plant one seed in a garden and just sit there and watch it grow. No, you plant one, then you plant another, then you plant another, then you plant another, then you plant another. You plant all these seeds. You water the seeds. You patiently wait for them to grow. In the meantime, you put your pesticides down or whatever type of fertilizer you want. You know, you make sure it gets enough sun, you water it, and over time, the seeds start to sprout. But it takes time to get a full vegetable or fruit from that seed. you know, I especially if you start from like starting with a tree and you're just planting seeds, that takes a very long time. So just keep that in mind when you're out there chasing your goals or you feel like some stuff isn't working out in your favor. Now, or excuse me, working out as fast as you would like them to. I will say that, you know, there are certain seasons for things. And I think that it's okay to give yourself a timeline. I hear celebrities say all the time, I gave myself a year. I said, if I don't book anything by this time, we're leaving. And then they would book it in the ninth hour, or they would book it when they were about to leave. Or, you know, I've heard Sweetie say that. I heard so many people say that, like, hey, I'm going to give this a year. If this don't work out for me in a year, then I'm not going to do this anymore. So I definitely feel like you can give yourself a time limit, because what that time limit is going to do is going to force you to maximize as much as you can into that time frame. You're going to exhaust all of your possibilities that you can in that time frame. However, sometimes it takes a long time. But it's, for me personally, I think it's better to say, hey, I give myself a year and maximize that year, than be like, I'll give myself 10 years. Because when you give yourself 10 years, the days that you're like, oh, well, I don't have to, I'm not doing nothing today, you'll get way more than those. You'll get way more of those than you will, you know, sometimes giving yourself that year. If you gave yourself a year, like, no, I can't afford a day. I only have 350 days left. I can't afford a day off, or I can't afford to not get up and grind today. So keep that in mind. And then trust the process and refine. You never know why certain things don't happen for you until you get another opportunity. Nothing happens to you. Everything happens for you. It's just really on how you see the world and you see your circumstances. Never fall into the role of a victim. Always be very mindful of what you choose to do, and be mindful of the steps that it's going to take. And just be patient and trust the process. And if something's not working, refine it. Like, if you're noticing, like, hey, I'm doing this, been doing this for like 6 months, it's not working, let's refine. Let's shape some things, let's reinvest, let's change this, start over. You can do that at any time. Okay? But I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast about growth and understand that anything that you want can come true and you can have the life you want, but you have to create it. God gave us free will to create exactly what we want in parameters to His purpose. His purpose prevails. But if you're aligned properly and you're seeking the right thing, you will be in His purpose. Okay? Love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a blessed week. Happy first, and I'll catch you guys in my next one. Peace.